Hi everybody, welcome to Live from the Backseat. It's your girl Simone. Welcome to the Hot Box. It's the final episode of the year, of the decade. Boy, what a decade and what a year it was, right? So, quick kind of administrative announcements. Patreon account is up. It is running. There is some really great exclusive content on there. So if you haven't done so already, like, I would really appreciate it if you would go check it out, subscribe, and just, you know, support your girl. The support really goes towards me, you know, growing this podcast and just doing it and making it bigger and better, because podcasting ain't free, you know? So please go do that. We are officially in fucking prime cuffing season, okay? Prime fucking cuffing season. That's where we're in. Christmas is coming up. After Christmas, shortly after Christmas, you got Valentine's Day, which is the playoffs. You know, then our season will slowly dwindle to an end, where many of you will break up just in time for summer. And, Christmas and cuffing season. I feel like a lot of the reason for cuffing season is really just because people don't want to be lonely on the holidays. So it's like, let me find somebody for the holidays. But then after the holidays pass, you come back to your senses and be like, oh, nah, this ain't it. That's just my opinion. That's what I think be happening sometimes. But I definitely wanted to kind of talk about, you know, with Christmas coming up, gift giving. Are y'all giving gifts to your cuffing season bays? Like, is that a thing you guys are doing? If you are doing that, why are you doing that? Did you get into cuffing season just for the gifts in Christmas? You can be honest with me. I won't snitch to your bae. But, I really want to discuss that. Because I personally don't think, like, gifts should be expected. I love gifts. I love getting gifts. I love giving people gifts. But I just don't think there should be an expectation, particularly when it's a very fresh relationship. Or, like, I know most of y'all in right now, situationships for cuffing season. I don't really think gifts should be expected there. But I do think there's, like, a way of going about it, right? So I kind of put together some do's and don'ts for the holidays. You're fucking welcome in advance, okay? So I do think that, like, and let me just say, the reason I don't think gifts should be expected is because I think if you're genuinely trying to build a relationship that's going to last past cuffing season and this is fresh, I think that the focus should be more so on, like, the thought that counts this year rather than the money spent. And I think that, I mean, clearly it depends on what your love language is, but I think, like, if your focus is the monetary value of something that you're getting, then, like, that's a red flag to me that, like, your shit ain't solid, your shit ain't kosher, it's some Instagram type relationship shit. And so that's really why I'm just like, I don't think it should be expected. But I did put together some do's and don'ts. So my do's and don'ts are, I would say, definitely choose quality time over money. Especially if you're a fresh couple, like, plan special time together. It could be putting up the tree, decorating one of your guys' apartments, you know, just like doing something together, like going to see the Christmas lights or whatever holiday spirit, ice skating, whatever the fuck gets you in the holiday spirit, okay? But I would definitely say, like, quality time over money spent. I would really more so go for, in the first year of Christmas in a relationship, I'd go for, like, a really cool date and maybe, like, some together time on the actual holiday over this, like, expectation that there's going to be extravagant gifts. I would definitely say don't demand gifts, and particularly not expensive ones. Ladies, I'm talking to you. Like, yo, y'all be wildin' sometimes. Like, I'm just gonna say it as a woman. Some of my fellow women be wildin'. I don't know what the fuck type of pussy y'all think y'all got, where you need Gucci bags and Louis bags and Louboutins and whatever the fuck else from niggas that don't even have a year's history in with you. But please don't do that shit this year. Because you know what I noticed? It'd be the same women who carry themselves like that who be complaining about how they can't keep a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't do that shit. Please don't do that shit. Don't do that. Don't demand fucking expensive ass gifts. I think that's some weird shit in general. And I'm probably being a little judgy right now, but, like, I think we should all not do that, okay? I would say do set your expectations, though, for, like, holidays. Discuss with your person, like, what, like, if the holidays are or are not important to you, like, what you usually do on the holidays, what your expectations are for, like, them and you on the holidays. Like, expect, like, discuss that up front, because that allows you to manage your expectations so that you're not in a situation where you're like, I thought we were gonna spend all day together and, like, you're with your family, now I'm mad, or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, talk to them beforehand about what's going on in your mind, okay? I would definitely say don't force the fucking holidays for your photo goals. Yes, I said what I said. Ladies, I'm sorry, but most of this is for y'all, because I know that we be wildin' sometimes. But, like, if y'all not at that place yet where, like, you feel that this nigga gonna be here past cuffing season, don't be taking that nigga to your granny house, forcing him to take pictures with you and your cousins and your siblings and your mama and your daddy and whoever else, like he finna be part of the family for a minute, and that nigga gonna be gone by motherfucking May. Don't do that shit. I know that everybody wants to be able to post on the gram, Merry Christmas from us. I get it. I understand. But it looks crazier when it's Merry Christmas from us 1 year and I'm single by Valentine's Day, okay? So let that shit go. Don't force it. Like, if you're gonna do that, let it be a real natural thing where, like, you guys discussed what you were thinking up front, you set your expectations, you planned together, and, like, both of you wholeheartedly, like, wanted to do this because y'all are just at that place in your relationship where you feel that bond and connection. But do not, like, force it for the fucking pictures on Instagram, okay? Another don't that I have is, don't force yourself to spend money that you don't have. If you follow me on Instagram at Gina_baby_, you saw that my advice of the day today was that love doesn't require you to give what you don't have to offer. That includes monetarily, okay? If it's love, you don't need to go spend $500 that you don't fucking have, or your light bill or whatever, on anybody. This is for my men and my women. This is, like, you don't have to go spend money you don't have on anybody to prove that you fucking love them. That is some dumb ass shit, okay? If that person really fucks with you, they're gonna be happy with whatever the fuck you get them, and, like, they're not going to care about the money of it all. And, like, if you really don't have no money to spend because you got, you know, shit going on or whatever, you got kids you had to spend your money on, tell them, like, you know, like, look, it's tight this year. And, like I said, do quality time over money. Like, you can compensate for what you lack financially during the holiday season with quality time. And really, truthfully, like, that's how it should be anyways. Christmas isn't about money and consumerism the way we've made it out to be. Christmas is really about, like, spending time with your loved ones. Like, bake cookies together. That's another good-ass date idea. You're fucking welcome. Y'all could bake cookies together. Like, just, like, volunteer together. Like, there's so many things you can do to make the holiday so meaningful that won't leave you in debt come January. So I really would say, do not spend money you don't have. Like, with 2019 coming to a close, damn, there's just so much I fucking learned this year, to be honest with you. Like, I've just learned a lot, for real. And not even just this year, like, this decade, right? And I'm so optimistic now for 2020. And it's crazy because, like, the last month of this year, or, like, the last 2 months of this year, it's looked like my life was falling the fuck apart. Like, on one level, it looks like, holy shit, shit's falling apart. But in actuality, everything's been falling into place. And I'm just, like, really, really pleased about that. I'm just kind of, like, proud of myself, you know what I mean? And this has been one of the hardest years of my life, one of the most, like, anxiety inducing years of my life, but it's also been one of the most fulfilling years of my life. Like, I broke toxic cycles finally this year that I've been trying to break for years and years and years and years and years. Like, I broke curses that I've been trying to break for years and years and years and years. And I attribute a lot of, like, my success and abundance this year to my manifestation spiritual work I did at the end of last year. I was just really, like, focused, intentional praying and, like, cleansing and, like, letting go and just a lot of inner work that I think really helped put me in a position to, like, get these blessings this year, and really helped put me in alignment with the energy that I was wishing to receive. So I'm just, like, I'm really, really optimistic for the new year. I definitely feel like as this decade's coming to a close, there's this general feeling of, like, new beginnings approaching and, like, chapters closing and new books starting for us. And, you know, that's something that's so I think about so often, because it can be so uncomfortable, right? Like, change is quite uncomfortable, actually. But it's the only thing we can depend on. You can only count on the fact that, like, change will come. And so I think for me, I've just learned to really, like, embrace that and practice non-attachment, in a sense that, like, I'm very grateful for the things I have, and I'm very grateful for the moments that I have them. But I'm also, like, very conscious that, like, life is a roller coaster and it can change at any moment. But I think there's this general, like, very healing, cleansing energy going around of just, like, let it go, leave it in this decade, because the next decade has blessings that, like, you need clean hands to be able to catch. Because I always say, God can't bless you if your hands are full of bullshit. So I really encourage everybody to, like, utilize these last 2-3 weeks of the year, 2 weeks or whatever, these last 2 weeks of the year to really cleanse yourself and let go of anything that doesn't serve you. You know, ask yourself and reflect with yourself about what's been working for you over the past 10 years and what hasn't been working for you, you know? If you're seeing a pattern that's still coming up and that you want to change, look at, okay, well, what haven't you done to change that pattern? I'm sure you have done certain things, but what more can you do? So I really encourage everybody to sit with themselves and kind of just reflect into that. I've been really overwhelmed with gratitude, though, lately. And, you know, I always preach gratitude, because gratitude is, it's the best tool you have in manifestation, in my opinion. really, really is. And so I'm just very grateful for very many things. I did want to share with you guys, like, what I'm manifesting for this year, what I'm grateful for, all that good shit. I will share with you guys the things I'm grateful for this year. I'm grateful for the people that I met this year. I'm grateful for, I met so many amazing people this year. I met amazing, phenomenal women this year. I made amazing network connections this year. God brought a wonderful man into my life this year. Like, shout out to God. Well, I mean, God made me realize a wonderful man in my life this year. Let's put it that way. Shout out to God. And just, like, a lot of opportunities, and, like, I'm just very grateful for all the lessons I've learned this year. As I said, this year's been extremely challenging for me, but the lessons I learned from those challenges have been so meaningful and just, like, impactful to my life and important to my success that, like, I would not change the challenges that I went through and the adversity I faced this year for anything. I think maybe my biggest lesson this year was probably, it would probably be one that, the only person I have to be obedient to is God. That's it. I was not put here to submit or obey anybody other than God, because I'm here solely to do God's bidding, and that's it. Not whatever human ego's bidding. So I think that was a big thing I learned this year. And then I also think this year that I just kind of learned, like, more self-reliance, that, you know, I can't attach so much of my self-worth to the validation of others, even those people that I love very nearly and dearly. But by learning that and really, like, learning to how to start detaching that, I've felt just more freedom and, like, uplifted than I have in a long time. I'm definitely the happiest I've ever been in my entire life right now, which I'm super proud of myself to be able to say that. But, like, shit be hard as fuck, but, like, I'm just really immensely happy and grateful. And a lot because I learned those lessons. I do think, as I said, there's this energy of, like, transformation and new chapters beginning. And, like, with starting a new chapter in your life comes, you know, you have to let shit go. Like, which is funny, because for me, that's where I fucking struggle, my nigga. Let me tell you. A bitch be struggling with letting shit go, because by nature, I'm a grudge-holding ass nigga. Like, there's motherfuckers right now that I don't fucking like off some shit they did in middle school or when we were 15, or, like, and you know what's crazy? I don't even remember what the fuck they did. I just know I don't like their ass. You know what I'm saying? And I've realized my grudges don't serve me. So there's a lot of stuff I feel like I have to let go. But I would say definitely, like, old grudges is the number one thing I want to let go before moving into the old decade. I'm also deciding to release excuses, any spirit of jealousy or comparison, any belief that doesn't serve me or God's purpose for me, the desire for, like, an easier route at times, even though I know that's kind of human, but, like, you gotta pick your heart, you know what I mean? I'm letting go being indecisive, indecision. Definitely the big thing I need to let go is how I said, of, like, detaching like ideas of my value from other people's validation, like really learning to let go of standards that are not my own. Because one thing that I realize now that I'm getting older is, like, we're fucking mind fucked and brainwashed throughout our lives to, like, judge ourselves by these standards that other people told us we should judge ourselves by, but they're not really standards that are ours. Like, it's not shit that actually fucking matters to us. It's shit that other people told us should matter to us, and we should judge ourselves harshly based on their standards. And it's like, it's just such bullshit. And so that's a big thing that I just really am like, I need to let that go. Self-doubt, just fear in any sense, the spirit of judgment or self-righteousness, like fear of like shifting and change. I mean, change is scary, and so it's natural to be a little fearful of it, but like, just more so for me, it's like getting a better handle on that sometimes. And lastly, one thing that a big thing that I'm releasing to the universe before the new year is all of my attachment to unhealthy people, places, things, or habits that no longer serve me or my future self. Let me read that again for you. I am letting go attachment to unhealthy people, places, habits, or things that no longer serve me and my future self. If y'all want to use it as an affirmation in your manifestation, I really think you're more than welcome to, and you should. That's a big thing for me, you know? That's, I'll be the first to admit that I definitely struggle with that, you know? I've struggled deeply with letting go of people and places that were once fond and near and dear to me, but, like, I know them motherfuckers ain't no good for me now. And I know the motherfuckers don't serve my future self or my present self. But they provide a sense of comfort for my past self. And it's definitely a challenge to like navigate that space of like honoring your past self and like being grateful for that, but also like separating and moving forward from that. Which really is like the viewer question today really like hit on that, which is why I kind of it was kind of like perfect, because the viewer question today was like, how do you handle the urge to revisit old toxic friends and places? So I like to call that concept, I call it toxic nostalgia. And like I said, I'll be the first to admit that, like, I regularly participate in toxic nostalgia because it's just really hard for me sometimes. And, like, I'm getting better as I practice, like, releasing and letting go more and, like, as I practice non-attachment more. But, like, you know, I think I spent a lot of my early, like, early adulthood / late teens and, like, kind of states of code. Actually, no, probably the first... Probably I would say a lot of my early life in like states of codependency, and which is crazy because I'm such an independent person by nature, but like I guess I just, you know, I'm an extrovert and sometimes I think I lacked confidence, and I just think I found myself in quite a few kind of codependent situations. And even if it wasn't codependent in a sense of like I'm dependent on this person, more so like I'm really overly attached and like codependent to this like version of myself or my life that doesn't exist. I don't know if that makes any fucking sense, but like just stay with me here. So yeah, that's what I call toxic nostalgia, and I participated in a lot. Things that I've found for myself that really help me to like let go and like fight that urge to revisit old toxic friends and places that I like know don't serve me and that I know I need to leave behind and like I know I don't need to revisit. There's three things actually that really help me in coping with overcoming that urge. The first thing, as always, is practicing more gratitude. Practicing gratitude for my present life and my present moment keeps me it keeps my vision in the right direction. It keeps me looking forward and not looking backward. It keeps me focused on what's in front of me, and it keeps me, it allows me to value and cherish my past, but within proper perspective. So it allows me to look at my past and say, while I value these experiences and these people and these times in my life, let me not over romanticize them to be kind of something, you know, better than they were. Because a lot of the times, there's a reason you moved on from that dumbass shit. You know what I mean? There's a reason you recognized it was toxic, and there's a reason you cut it out from your life. So practicing more gratitude for your present situation really helps combat that, because it keeps you focused on, like, the grass actually isn't greener on that side because I hated it there, right? The second thing I do that I think is really helpful for dealing with toxic nostalgia is focusing on your plans for the future. If I'm, you know, even just daydreaming about my future, that's gonna keep me away from over romanticizing and fantasizing about my past, right? Because I feel like a lot of the times when we start to have this toxic nostalgia, it's because we're feeling unsatisfied in our current life or unsure of our future. So it's like, what brings you comfort? Like, what you know, and what you know is your past. And so it's easy to fall into this toxic nostalgia of, like, just, you know, daydreaming about your past all the time, because, like, that's a safe place for you. That's a place where, like, even if it was an abusive and unsafe place in the reality, it's familiar. So you can emotionally, when you're not physically there, like, kind of go back to it and feel, like, this sense of familiarity, which, while that can be comforting in a moment, it, you know, that can, you'll quickly be reminded of, like, why the fuck you left, right? So I think a second thing that I do that's really helpful is, like, focusing on planning for my future, because it's a great fucking distraction from lamenting on your past. The last thing that I think is really helpful with dealing with toxic nostalgia is just recognizing it's not you. It's literally just your fear searching for comfort. Like, when we're in that state, like I said, of, like, romanticizing and fantasizing about the past, we're just lamenting on, like, oh, like, I know those bitches was terrible, but, like, oh, we had such good times. Or, like, I know that nigga wasn't shit, but, like, oh, the dick was so bomb. Or, like, oh, I know he was a fuck ass, abusive ass nigga, but, like, oh my gosh, we used to have so much fun when we did this, or that one time we did this, whatever, whatever, right? Like, you have to recognize that that's not really you talking. When you're in your head doing that, like, that's not really you talking. That's your ego talking. That's your ego feeding off your fear, desperately searching for comfort wherever it can find it. That's all it is. Because, as we said, like, change is fucking scary. And so when you get into that place, like, you have to recognize, you know what, this isn't even me right now. Because you knows that that nigga is toxic, knows that that nigga got some devil dick, knows that them bitches ain't no fucking good, knows that that environment is fucking unhealthy. Like, you know that shit, you feel me? Like, it's your ego that's scared that makes you have the urge to, like, go back and dabble in it because it's comfortable. And that is something your ego can cope with better than fear. And you have to really train your ego to cope with fear. And so I really think, like, if you can just kind of intellectually rationalize and tell yourself, like, hey, this isn't me. This is my fear pushing me in a direction that I don't need to be in, you can kind of combat that, because, like, now you've taken back a bit of intellectual power over those invasive thoughts and urges. And so I really encourage, if you are, like, going into 2020, if you feel like you're struggling with letting go of some toxic people and places from this decade, you know, I really encourage you to let them go gracefully. No love lost, but you don't need to be around them motherfuckers. And, you know, just really, like, practicing these three tips I just shared, you know, for moving forward. Because every time you get closer to your next level, you're going to be tested. So, like, just because you let go of them now doesn't mean that the second week of January they're not going to pop up like, hey, I'm in town, let's get together. You know what I mean? Or like, hey, let's whatever. you are gonna be tested. And if you already know that these people are toxic or these places are toxic, you have to have enough discipline to show yourself that self-love to not dabble and go back. You know, you have to have enough discipline to say, you know what, I love my future self and my present self so much that I'm not gonna let my past self fuck some shit up for us. And so I really encourage everybody to do that. Going into the new year, I just want to send just lots of love and good wishes to all of you guys. I want to thank you literally from the bottom of my heart for like supporting this podcast, listening to this podcast, fucking listening to me talk and just share my ideas and like encouraging me in my DMs and like just, you guys are literally fucking amazing. And I need you guys to know how much I deeply, deeply appreciate you, and that your support does not go unnoticed. It does not go, you know, unvalued. Like, it means the world to me. Particularly in times where I do feel like my life is falling apart, like this is a strong something I can hold on to. This little community that we're creating, and I'm just very, very grateful that like you guys like care enough to fucking tune in and like just listen to me. And it's just, it's a really amazing feeling, but it's also extremely humbling. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much. Thank you for all your support from day one, from you know, just like dealing with all the like ups and downs we've had on this podcast, just everything. Like, I'm just so grateful. And for those of you who are just kind of new followers tuning in, thank you so much for like, even, I don't know how you stumbled upon this, but like, thank you. And thank you for listening. And I just want to let y'all know, I love y'all. I really, really love y'all. And going into the new year, I wish nothing but blessings and healing and abundance and joy for each and every one of you and for your families and your loved ones. And you know, everybody who sent in a prayer request when I put that on my Instagram, I think maybe a month ago, I want you to know that I did do a prayer for you. It is written down, it is sent up to God, and it is set in stone. And you know, if you ever have prayer requests, please feel free to send them on in. I am more than happy to pray for y'all, because I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. And I know that like, I would not be much of shit or anything if it weren't for the people in my life who decided to pour into me and to take a chance on me. And so I just want to really let you guys know that I love you guys dearly, dearly, dearly from the bottom of my heart. We will be taking a small break for the holidays, but we will be back bright and early January 2020. So stay tuned, because I have so much dope shit planned for you guys next year. It's fucking amazing. So just stay tuned. If you haven't done so already, please comment, rate, subscribe. I really appreciate those of you who are commenting, on the podcast on Apple, iTunes, who are rating the podcast, who are following the podcast and subscribing to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning into Live from the Back Seat. It's your girl Simone. I'm signing out for 2019. Happy holidays, happy new year, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and all that good shit. I love you guys very dearly, and I wish you the best.